The Holy Spirit sent me?
Yep, I'm here.
You're here again?
Yep.
Yeah. Watch him.
Hi, Jesse. This is Shalom.
I gotta get into them like that, so. And the kids are all around me, so I'm gonna meet them just a second, but I'm here with you.
Let's see, how many kids do you have?
All together, eight.
Eight children?
Yes, but five that I had myself, three that came from my husband. So, but five, we got all, you know, eight all together.
Oh my goodness.
21 the oldest, three the youngest.
So how goes the campaign?
Very interesting. I'm having a good time. Yeah, it's very interesting that more people who are upset are the Democrats. Which is, I mean, hey, I said this is about getting things done. I'm not, you know, whatever. It doesn't change who I am, so whatever you got a problem with, you got a problem with it. It's not going to stop me.
Yeah, you need to run for the issue and lay it on the line. After the whole shit of run around, put it right out in front of God and everybody.
Yep, so the day after that article came out, the one of the representatives asked me to take their picture. I'm not the person in the photo. Another person who I worked on a bill with where he restored the photographs for selling. And I said, you know, no problem. I'll take it down. Hey, no problem. No problem. They don't stop me from doing what I'm going to do. I'll just remember when I gave you that seat, what kind of person you are.
Yep.
I'm gonna
go on mute. We've got a pretty full house. Let me give those of you that are already here a bit of an update. We're going to record this thing and try to post the audio. In addition, everything at least from the time we start the meeting down. What I'm going to be doing is going to be extremely dangerous and fragile. So at some point in the thing, tell everybody not to interrupt. If someone comes in, Kitty, I want you to take right there, because I'll just shut up and maintain, because I've got to maintain. I can't do both. And ask them to please be quiet until I am through. Okay?
Yes.
Once we get to that point. But we're going to post the thing unedited for everything that this recorder will pick up. I have no idea what the whole that'll be. We got a 3-4 house at the moment. So if someone jumps in, Kitty, and Kitty alone, not everybody else. Kitty alone fixes, I'll maintain, hold the energy. Because I'm going to do an invocation and interrupt it with instruction at the same time. So it's going to be a little bit, how would you say, tedious, to say the least. Well, I guess everybody is in. Is
Gerald in?
Yes, Gerald. And Dave Schiffel is here. Change. Ernie, Creek, Tyrone, myself, Jesse, from up in Washington. And let's call this thing to order and begin. I'm recording now. Akasha, Air, Fire, Water, Earth. 13th of June, 2010. 1 Thomas 5770. Now the purpose of these Akurian instructions is to empower all true and righteous Akurians in the use and application of righteous powers and holy authorities as vested in me by the Most High as his living commander in this generation of fire. I caution everybody. Kickers of Truth, invited guests, intruders, and occurrences alike to beware of and avoid all abuse, misuse, and frivolousness. These entities, forces, energies, and vested powers are righteous and direct from the glorious mouth of the Most High. They will not obey anything or anyone not of the Most High's approval and authority. And to attempt any deviation from the Most High's agenda or any demonic endeavor whatsoever will result in absolute and ultimate destruction. Are there any questions about righteous powers and holy authority?
No.
Okay. Never use these forces against anyone with a holy seal. It's the admonition given when they cleaned the city, started at the temple. Anyone that had a holy seal was to be avoided and left completely alone. Everybody else was fair game. You leave everybody alone with these forces that possibly.
Whoever just joined us, please maintain silence. We are recording. Go ahead, Bobby.
Just like they did at the temple, everyone with a holy seal was protected. They were told not to harm those, but everybody else was fair game. Same thing with these energies. Do not, under any conditions, try to attempt to use the conjure for these against anyone with a holy seal, even in the slightest. Don't do a blessing, don't do anything. Just leave it alone. Okay, now with Akasha. Akasha also means in angelic room to exist. That's the translation, and that's what he is. Regardless of how infinitesimally small something is, it still occupies area, space, room. Even the highest frequencies of heavenly light and invisible forces and energy that can and do occupy the same space at the same time still require room to exist. That room to exist is provided by the elemental we know as Akasha. Without Akasha, room to exist, nothing that exists can exist. Time requires Akasha. Motion requires Akasha. Gravity requires Akasha. Inertia requires Akasha. The plains of heaven require Akasha. The depths of hell require Akasha. The Most High Himself requires Akasha, so that is the way He made things. Anything and everything you experience, see, touch, taste, smell, and hear is an expression of Akasha. And everything that exists that you don't experience, see, touch, taste, smell, and hear, is still an expression of Akasha. Creation rule number one. Everything you want must first have room to exist. Akasha. Wherever you want it to manifest, first make room. Whether it be a change in your lifestyle, health, wealth, prosperity, accuracy, knowledge, comprehension, understanding, wisdom, comfort, pleasure, or power, first make room for it to exist. Without that room, Akasha, nothing is going to change. Nothing. For the several decades of my reign, I have taken the precaution of handling the Akasha requirements for all occurrences, making room for them and their doings, whether good or ill. And my caution with this revelation is well founded.
Whoever just joined us, please maintain silence. We are recording.
As was my practice on behalf of the occurrence, because without Akasha, nothing can exist. Without Akasha, the elements of air, fire, water, earth, and the eight winds cannot perform as designed and designated. That brings a seeming conflict to the fore, as obviously a lot of things we don't want to exist all over creation and shouldn't once be removed from all Akasha, from those entities and situations. Well, if we don't want it and it's still there, we don't necessarily go remove all the Akasha from it, because everything is interconnected. Never be so complacent as to think that you can just do that. Not without consequence, you can. Creation rule number two. Once something has existed, there is room for it. And each and every consciousness in creation has accepted that existence, thus making room for it to continue to exist. To clarify, there is no instant on-off switch with respect to Akasha or any other entity, force, energy, or authority, because Akasha automatically makes time for itself to exist regardless of where the manifestation is located. Pay very close attention to that rule of clarification. There is a wide open secret staring everybody in the face, long suppressed to the bastards, but still there for all who will take the time to think instead of mentally blunder. The secret is mind consciousness, even of the innate, is the source of all ability to control slash change Akasha, and thereby to control slash change the manifestations of air, fire, water, earth, and the eight winds. But there is a rule to the rule. Nobody without a holy seal can affect such control change of Akasha unless within the awe of someone with the holy seal of the Most High. And that is why even our neophyte students, new seekers of truth, and invited guests succeed, were all intruders, hallelujah hackwits, socialists, and other such demonic mind consciousness would fail with severe and inescapable penalties. It is not a matter of belief or faith of any kind. It is a matter of righteous power and holy authority that can only be conferred by the Most High. Now, with creating new energy and redirecting old energy are two different things. We are going to redirect old energy. Now, before we go on, who else came in? There were two new ones.
The Crosley.
Okay, another one. Oh, Coco, hi, baby.
Bobby, I was in as soon as we started.
Oh, okay. We got a full house.
No, I have the wrong phone number.
It
means worse than this.
Well, we changed it because we got so many cutoffs from the other program. Okay. Are there any questions about Akasha and the elements or the sacred winds? Everybody's got at least a conscious working handle on that.
Okay.
Here down, I'm going to teach, and I'm going to do an invocation. Please do not interrupt. Someone comes in, Kitty has the floor. Stop them, I'll maintain. This is extremely dangerous. And if I get some idiot, I'm going to unload hell itself on them. The entities, forces, and energies we're dealing with are infinitely susceptible to direction and infinitely volatile. Now that's the reason for all black support of and subservience to socialism, including Barack Obama and his communist cronies. Removing Kush out of Canaan is an equal goal of these invocations. But do not, repeat, do not attempt to use any information in these forces, energies, or whims of this instructional to remove the great curse of Noah upon Canaan, nor the great curse of the Most High upon Cush. Use this information of this instructional to bring Cush out of Canaan and into repentance and observance of holy law. Now that's a fine line, but it must not be misused even in the slightest detail. Our example of this instruction. Now we are neck deep in national communism during a midterm election. Hopefully where the Ecurians can make more than our voting bloc difference. As all strategists, we must know the opponents and what they are doing and what they intend to do as their endeavors progress. Because the Democrat Party is openly and decidedly Marxist come communist, and the Republican Party isn't much, if any, improvement, the Ecurians have instigated and effected a Save the Nation via Restore the Constitution endeavor, as clearly evidenced in the Tea Party and independent voter grassroots movements. Now these things did not just happen. They are the end results of Ecurians' invocations of testimony, and we have the records to document it. Let us concentrate on the Democrat Party for the moment. I cracked the security of the Democrat high-level manipulators, since there's no defense against the spiritual Wi-Fi, and the Ecurians' invocations of testimony have made the Democrat Party's communist plans to be exposed to friend, comrade, and foe alike. The focus on individual elections for the Democrats will be to keep it local, while Republicans hammer away at the national teams targeted at right-wing activists, the Democrats plan to focus on bread-and-butter regional issue concerns like jobs. Democrats believe the emergence of Tea Party challengers in GOP primaries will help their candidates attract more moderate voters. A Tea Party candidate who wins the primary will drive moderates towards the Democrats in the general election. That thinking goes. And a Tea Partier who loses will likely have forced the winning Republican to move further to the right and possibly alienate modern voters. Now that's a very subtle communist tactic. And how wrong they are. The Ecurians have already sent the people against all incumbents, regardless of party, and a few incumbents who have massive party support to win in the primaries are still vulnerable in the general election in November. I advised months ago that we would see some incumbents win in the primaries and not to consider that as a failure of our invocations. Those energies were, and still are, long established and must be dealt with accordingly and never surrendered to under any conditions. When the energies of those circumstances were established thousands of years ago, they were neither done lightly nor without long-term consequence and all by deliberate design. Now we find ourselves in that non-existent on-off switch situation that requires us to redirect those energies, entities, and forces, rather than whine, piss, and moan, and wring our hands about it. Only the Ecurians have the firepower to do that. When the original Akasha was established for the global enslavement, thousands of years ago, all the elements of air, fire, water, earth, and the eight sacred winds will put in their respective order, as there is nothing inherently evil about enslavement the victims are willing to accept it. A very subtle sign, tapping on quite the truth, of a highest of demons of Lucifer's executive staff. They are damn good at what they do. The idiot elements among us will want to instantly throw these demonic bulls to the winds, flip our non-existent law-off switches, and go complacently about our delusions of victory. Time and righteous occurrence, especially proven knowers, will follow my instructions to the letter and learn the exact process to redirect those enemies, forces, and energies, starting with control of a conscience and implanting air, fire, water, earth, and the eight sacred winds in proper order to effect the change we know we must have. Because nothing can exist without a conscience giving it room, the first order of business is to establish the room we want for the purpose we want. And instantly, that is already accomplished in everybody's mind. With the problem that none of you have exactly the same purpose in mind that anybody else has. Close, but no cigars. Now that we've made room, we need to standardize our purposes to become one absolute purpose. Now that's far simpler than most would expect. The most effective way to standardize is to select something we all have the same infinite perception about. Either one of our hands. Now, Brigadier Malone is left-handed, but she has the same perception about her hands as the rest of us. In this practice, done this way, neither race, gender, education, economic status, or grade or rank in this holy order can make any difference whatsoever. So we envision this new Akasha room being in our hands. And just as instantly, we're all in infinite agreement. And Akasha is ready for the next application. We take absolute control of the ancient Akasha global enslavement, demonic and all. Now, it must obey the Eukaryans. Akasha. The Eukaryans want and demand a total change from global enslavement to global free enterprise in any and all applications. Life, satisfaction, thought, production, health, comfort, and freedom to be responsible for ourselves and everything under our dominion in our hand. Akasha, you shall cease room for air, fire, water, earth, and the eight winds from all essences of global enslavement, and you shall deliver all the essences of Akasha, air, fire, water, earth, and the eight winds into the dominion and domain of true and righteous experience for now and everlasting, heeding and obeying none other save the Most High, and whom the Most High shall direct. That such free enterprise will cause many deaths and horrendous suffering of those who advocate global enslavement is of neither concern nor consequence to the occurrence. Now we apply the subsequent elemental forces and keep them in the same perception as we have Akasha, our open hand. Air, spirit and original Greek, although that is not where we get the proper title. Its quality, what it does, is motion, the ability to move and cause movement. Being the first quarter, it is also the first level of existence, now that it has room, Akasha, to exist. Any entity, force of energy that is stationary isn't accomplishing anything, regardless of its potential. Until something moves, for all intents and purposes, it is worthless except for its potential of its existence. now set in motion. East wind, Apollodes, east servant wind, Eura, spare not to move all as I have directed. Spare not and delay not to abandon global enslavement and all demons thereof. Spare not and delay not to manifest free enterprise as demanded by all true and righteous agrarians. We've made room for our redirect to exist. We've established our agenda for the element of air to put free enterprise in the motion. We have redirected the motion forces and energies of global enslavement. Final. Expansion, growth as a result of its presence. Not only must there be motion, there must be expansion to achieve the desired results. There is nothing solely and exclusively one's own except responsibility for their actions. The Agurians want free enterprise to expand itself into each and every realm where global enslavement once existed. The room already exists and there is motion happening this very instant. Free enterprise, be now enlarged unto infinity. South wind no day, south servant wind wide day. Spare not to expand all as I have directed. Spare not and delay not to abandon global enslavement and all demons thereof. Spare not and delay not to manifest free enterprise as demanded by all true and righteous Agurians. We've made room for our redirect to exist. We've redirected the element of air, redirected all the energies, forces, and energies of expansion of global enslavement to become expansion of free enterprise. Water. Control both of the motion of the air and the expansion of fire. Without control, there's only chaos. The global enslavement invocations included as much chaos as possible as a diversion from the impending doom. Everybody is enticed to look at the crisis at hand without even a thought or word about the actual causes or manipulations. The quarter of water is that must control factor, and we're about to take both water and control from the global enslavers and maintain it in the hands of the Agurians. Free enterprise, be now solely and exclusively under the dominion and domain of true and righteous Agurians unto infinity. West wind Zephyrus, west servant wind Skyron, spare not to control all as I have directed. Spare not and delay not to abandon global enslavement and all demons thereon. Spare not and delay not to manifest free enterprise as demanded by all true and righteous Agurians. We've made room for our redirect to exist. We've redirected the element of air, redirected the element of fire, and expansion of global enslavement to become expansion of free enterprise. We've redirected total control of global enslavement into total Agurian control of free enterprise. Inertia, stability, manifestation in the Earth plane of existence. That's what it does. The Earth plane consists of everything we experience in physical matter and everything that has an effect on physical matter. From dark energy and dark matter that make up about 90% of all physical creation, even though we can't see it or detect it in any manner, to the very frequencies of the highest heavens, to the lowest frequencies of the depths of hell, the quarter of Earth is manifested. Free enterprise, be now manifest throughout all creation, upon the planets and the far reaches of space. North wind Boris, north servant wind Kaikes, spare not to manifest all as I have directed. Spare not and delay not to abandon global enslavement. enslavement and all demons thereof, spare not and delay not to manifest free enterprise as demanded by all true and righteous occurrence. We make room for our redirect to exist. We've redirected the element of air, redirected the element of finite expansion of global enslavement to become expansion of free enterprise. We redirect the total control of global enslavement into total agrarian control of free enterprise. And we redirected the entities, forces, and energies to make free enterprise manifest everywhere in physical creation. All the essences of all the elements of a conscious air, fire, water, and earth here and now obey the true and righteous occurrence who are proven knowers of the great testimony, and none other save the Most High, and whom the Most High shall direct. Abandon all demons and all their minions. Abandon all Marxists, communists, fascists, socialists, and progressives, and all their supporters and dependents. Abandon all Catholics, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, Levites, and Judeans, including the sons of Aaron, for they all failed all righteousness until the gates of hell are closed and locked behind them. I am Elohim, Elohim, Shammai, he that is called by the name of God. I have spoken it. In the presence of the Most High, I have spoken it. I demand all be made whole and manifest immediately, here and now. All the direction and redirection has been done. Now we need only to be patient and reinforce these entities, forces, and energies until the results are fully established in all the heavens and in all the earth's farthest reaches. The redirection took only a few minutes, but the momentum of thousands of years of global enslavement is not going to go away like an on-off switch, because the mind consciousness of the Marxists come communists, Catholics, Christians, Muslim, Levites, and Jews are still holding their vision of demonic domination. We're dealing with all of those at every invocation testimony. And that is a lot of energy to overcome. Permission to speak. Are there any questions? Damn.
I'm trying to wrap my mind up around everything you said. The questions will come next week.
What we're going to do, we will post the audio, and it'll be slightly different from my script. But we're going to post the script as soon as we can get it done and posted, so that you can read it. The invocation parts and some of the major parts are in bold. That's the only thing in it. Now you can take, but read it all. And for whatever you do, don't start reading this aloud with a target in mind until you know what the hell you're doing. I hope that's clear. We've got a point called the Most High will protect the righteous. Yes, he will. In judgment. They may be collateral damage. And if we get orders to take some son of a bitch out, I guarantee he's gone. I don't care if he's standing next to me. He's going. That's all there is to it. We are not some hallelujah half-wit, free about that, one the other, piss and moan, and nothing ever happens the way it's asked for. I'll bet I have witnessed 10,000 so-called prayers in the name of Jesus. I haven't seen one goddamn grain of result yet, and that's been over 70 years that I can remember. Someone come in?
No.
I heard a beep.
It was a click.
No, okay. Now, if you have any personal questions, I know that none of you want to ask those during these open sessions. First thing, it's personal, it's sacred ground, and nobody else's business. I will make myself available as I can to answer any of them for all of you, without exception. And all you're going to do is call me. The phones have a big enough audience. There's times that our conversations have a bigger audience than the Grand Ole Opry. But anyhow, we will do that. Or you can email me, or write me privately. It doesn't matter. We will do that. Now, are there any questions here about this one?
No, not for me. Not yet. Everything has to sink in with me, and as I mull it over, you know, over the next week or month,
Well, there's no question about the fact that what we are doing is extremely powerful. It is also extremely dangerous. It can't be jackass with. It isn't funny to anyone. And when the old man wants to make a perfect ass out of somebody, it's hilarious. But he never does that lightly. He only does that to completely disgrace the individual. He doesn't just joke back and forth like we will. When he calls Belteshazzar to shitty pants at a New Year's Eve celebration, or a Christmas through New Year's celebration, he calls him to shitty pants in the company of 1,000, which just means a great number, at least all the lords, princes, and everything of the land, and their wives, and their concubines, at this big whoop-a-doo party that he was throwing in celebration of Nimrod's birthday. Now, he shipped the royal pantaloons in front of that whole shebang, and everybody knew it. But when he saw the handwriting on the wall, a finger writing in hard concrete, if it please thee, and it said that the look on his face, the countenance on his face was changed. I'll bet it was. From older than thou smirk to the most scared one son of a bitch you ever saw. Not only was this hand riding over by the eyelash or where the candles were, where everyone could see it, it was writing in concrete, and nobody knew what the language was. But it's an angelic.
That's what I was going to ask. What did it say?
You've been laid, balanced, and found wanting. For the want of a better thing. In other words, you and everything you stand for. And remember, he was the head of the church at that time. He was what later became the Pontifex Maximus. Once they gleaned enough Latin to have that. Just like Julius Caesar was. Julius Caesar was the Pontifex Maximus of the what is now the Roman Catholic Church. And he was killed 44 years before Emmanuel was murdered. 44 B.C. before Emmanuel was born, actually, according to their accounting. So how in the hell could John the Baptist or St. Peter or Paul or any of the rest of them have assumed the seat of the Christ, the Godhead Christian Church, and the Hail Mary worship in 325 A.D. Now, come on. Total focus. Bullshit from one end to the other. We have a newcomer?
Danny.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Just got the gang in bed now.
Huh?
Just got the gang in bed and out of the pool.
Oh. Well, you just missed the whole bullet. But we'll post it so you can get it. I'll email it to everybody.
Is this the one about the records?
No.
Is there anything about a conscious record? They just took the element of a conscience and how to use it.
Don't even know what it is.
Okay.
You will. We'll send you a black on it.
Okay.
Now, that does bring up a good point. The difference between the Akashic Records, room to exist, and Akasha, the room to exist. The Akasha Records record everything change any of it. You can't move a particle of light back there. But everything in the future is mutable. All we've got to do is change our thinking.
Okay, I got that much out of AET.
Okay. Pretty much everything about Akasha is posted in that. And that'll be in the instructional when I send it out to you for the spirits of time. It's all covered in there. Now, the point of Akasha being that it is a factor to be dealt with. If you don't have room to do anything, then you can't do anything. And nothing exists from the highest of the heavens to the lowest of the depths. Nothing exists unless it has room to exist. Now, the fact that two things can occupy the same room at the same time does not reduce Akasha one damn iota. If it wasn't for Akasha, neither one of them would be there. So, be sure to remember that when you're doing your invocations. Now, I know that all of you have personal endeavors that you want to get on. Okay. If you need help adapting it, contact me. I will help you script it. Do not jump into this thing with your stupidity intact, or you're going to regret it. You cannot play with this stuff. This is worse than warm nitroglycerin. And you damn sure don't put that in the baby's rattle. And the consequences, the way I just set it up, are not just for this planet. I set it up so that it's going to take hell itself across the landscape as far as there is escape to cross.
Say that again.
I set it up so you missed the invocation. I set up a conscience to absolutely destroy global enslavement, wherever it's found, and especially here on this planet, to be replaced with free enterprise, which means everybody is responsible for their own actions. All across creation, from the highest of the heavens to the bottom pits of hell, and as far as creation reaches. And if anyone thinks that I don't have the authority to do that, I suggest you go back and read my commission.
Bobby, I have a question.
Yes.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around Akasha and what it is. In physics, and in on the physical plane, I mean, I know air is just the movement. I'm trying to equate it with some kind of frame of reference. I know it's the room to exist, but what, is it space, or, what kind of matter would it be, it's not, air, it's not spirit, but what you call a conscious space?
You could, but that, but space has to have a conscious and room to exist in.
Of energy.
We call it the electron cloud, General.
E. call it the electron cloud.
Yep.
Okay, so that would be what holds the atom together. That's the unconscious.
No.
No.
Is the factor that permits the room for the electron and everything about it to exist.
Okay.
For the want of a better term, it's someplace to be. It's a little bit like the Jew came home and heard some rustling in the bedroom. He goes upstairs and his wife's a little shaky and about half dressed. He looks around, pulls the closet door open, and there stands his best friend. He said, "Honey, what the hell are you doing in my closet?" Honey says, "Everybody got to be someplace." The original elements, for the want of a better term, often in metaphysical teaching,
But actually, were it not for a caution, there wouldn't be any of them.
So if the first cause, it has to be the caution, because he first has to say, okay, it can be.
Right.
Okay.
That's
why, in my mind, it's more like permission more than an actual physical creation. It is, if it's the space to
be,
then it must be, the permission from the Most High, not me, from the Most High, to exist, to be in creation.
That is a manifestation of a consciousness. It's a little bit like gravity. Believe it or not, we can detect gravity. We can do a lot of things with it, but we detect most gravity through magnetism, which magnetism is not gravity. They're entirely different. But we use a modified magnetic detector to detect gravity. But we don't actually have any control over gravity or whatever. We only have control over the effect of gravity. The fact that we don't float off the planet is an effect of gravity. It is not gravity itself. A conscious comes somewhat in that kind of a bucket. So permission, if that will work in your mind so that you can learn to handle it, that's all right with me. But that's a factor about a conscious. For all intents and purposes, it is willing to exist, not particularly some place to exist. I mean, the beer I'm drinking is inside the bottle sitting here on my desk. Without a conscious, there wouldn't be desk, bottle, beer, or me either. But that is a where and a what. Without the conscious, there wouldn't exist at all. It is an absolute requirement for existence. Now, what I did, as you remember, when I went through the invocation, until I got it locked in, the thing that I did was to tie a caution and take the energy that was in all of air, fire, water, and earth that was once running global enslavement and redirected it. I didn't get rid of it. I just redirected it. I deprived global enslavement of it, all of it, including room to exist, and it will evaporate as it goes. I put all of that into free enterprise, and that free enterprise is under the total control of the experience. Of course, free enterprise is the ability, if you want will to exist again, for us to be responsible for ourselves and everything under our dominion.
So before you did that, you actually had to make sure there was space to put that.
You already existed. No, see that right here. Here's a good point. Good question. It already existed, the space and the energies. The entities, as we call up and what have you, already existed, as does global enslavement. You don't think to look around 10 minutes. And what I did was to take all of that energy, including the space, the room to exist, all the manifestations of air, fire, water, earth, and eight winds, and I redirected it. But I took some limits off. I didn't just redirect it to get rid of a few communists here on the planet. I stuck this puppy throughout all creation. Now, in order to do that, creation already exists, but the energy for me to send all this forces, energies, and everything else throughout all creation did not in this application. So that's what I did.
And in doing all this, all we're doing is buying time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still
Well, not necessarily. If we can get our people, all of them doing the
same thing.
To the exclusion of all other considerations, we can turn that son of a bitch around and preempt Holocaust, Armageddon, all of it. That's the promise that came with the threat of doing it to start with.
From the Most High?
Mm-hmm. And there's a caution again. When the Most High puts something together, I don't care what it is, it's a damn good idea to leave it to hell alone. Unless he gives you an option. You do this, I'll do that type thing. You don't do this, but I'm going to do this. That's another option. I think it's in one of the more standard sets of marriage vows. So what God joined together, let not man put asunder. Well, that's what that means. Now, the curses that are out there, the two main ones that were trying to get people out from under, we're not getting rid of the curses. We're just getting people to hell away from them. Noah was an anointed in his generation, and he had absolute authority, just like I do. And he sunk it to Canaan, and by God, it's still there. Anyone who doesn't think so, just look around. Take a half minute. What? Hello?
Hello?
Who did we get?
No, I got cut off, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, no problem. So, you've got that curse to contend with. You cannot undo that. Only Noah himself can undo that. Because he'll know time won't. That simple. And then the old Most High himself pronounced the curse on good. But it came with a codicil, as he did it, because Noah had given this permission, this boy is a threadbare, it's a thin little bitch, to pull Cush out of the fire. And that is still there. That one we can do. Try to get rid of those curses, and you're going to bomb yourself. If someone tries to remove the curse on Levi and Judah that we did 3 years ago, their ass will pay the bill real quick. I hope they do try it. And the only loophole that I left is because it's a matter of the 48 now. For these forces, they cannot obey anybody else other than the Most High and whom the Most High shall direct. Now that doesn't mean Jimmy Swagger or some of these people can come out there spewing their shit like Austin and Oral Roberts and all the rest of that freaking idiotic crew. They try this and it's going to grind their ass like a huge weed eater out of control. I want them to try it. That was half of why I did it. I want you to watch the disasters that hit all the religious foundations. Now, all of them. Every one of the religious foundations is going to get the hell pounded out of it. Some of them will survive simply because some people are stupid enough to stay there. I did not remove stupidity when I changed the energies and forces from global enslavement to global free enterprise. What I invoked is there. I will send everybody copies. And when you read through these things, be careful. Take the time. You're getting distracted. You're not paying the right attention. Go back and read that part again. Make sure you've got it absolutely right. Because it's very easy. And the example that I put up will work once you have a seal of your own and you're about righteous business. You can apply it to anyone. It's not a problem. You can really hand it over. But you're responsible for it. So I suggest nobody go on Pat Conk. You don't know, leave it the hell alone until you do know. No more complicated than that. Now I know that all of you have some background mind questions about the elements, air, fire, water, and earth. For all intents and purposes, they are separate quadrants. They should be used as separate quadrants in most cases. In other words, if you need control of something, you don't have to call up everything in sight. You only need to call up water or zephyrs or wind to get control of something.
I have a question here.
Okay.
Now, when we call up these forces, are these forces just forces, or are they archangels as in entities?
Well, you call up the quarter of the air, and St. Ralph is sitting there looking at you. That's his territory.
Raphael.
Right. So, in other words...
So he is an entity as well as a force.
Right. He is a living entity. He's an archangel. He's a pretty nice guy, but he's a bad son of a bitch to cross. He can get out of humor, and when he does, nobody wants to be around him. It's a defense at all. So when you call up the air or the sacred winds, you get those archangels with them. It's a good idea to call the archangels too. That's a courtesy recognizing their rank and their station.
But Apollo Thebes, Eura, all of them, they are entities and not just...
No, they are forces. They are not conscious entities unto themselves. They are forces like electricity that does something when it's directed correctly.
They are not in charge of those forces.
Right. Right. But
the archangel is in charge of those forces. But
right.
So these are not angels. These are the actual forces.
Right.
Well, also the angels, Fordok, Holy Ishmael, Yanguel, those are angels.
Yes. Those are living entities just like you are.
But the winds themselves, the winds and the servant winds, those are
Skyron and Apollo Thebes, Eura.
Mm-hmm.
They're called names, and it seems as though you're calling up a person or an entity, but they're not. They are forces, just forces.
It's about the same as when you call up electricity by telling someone to turn on the light. The electricity is there, and it can be manipulated and handled. But if you had a theater going on, or in some cases, like a combat zone during World War II, they had people who spotted up these lights to spot aircraft. Or in artillery and mortar and stuff, we had flares that we would use to light up a battlefield. When you call for light, somebody does that. When you have someone turn on the light or turn off the light or what the hell ever, you're doing the same thing, but the electricity is not a conscious part of it. Yes, it is what you're using.
But the archangel is the conscious part of that.
Right.
Okay.
He's the one that will tell you how much of it you can have and when and where. And done right, it's wide open. Done jackass, and you get nothing. The only thing they'll do at that point, because there is a conscious mind involved, is that they will turn those energies against you. You want to make fun of them, they'll keep you in damn short order, but that ain't going to work. And the last thing you need is a pissed off archangel in your ass. any more mud that I can clear up.
You seem to
sound pretty good tonight. Hope you feel well. You sound really good.
Yeah, he ain't missing a beat to me. He don't sound strong as he ever did. I agree.
May I ask one question?
Sure.
In calling up the winds, is it best to always address the archangels?
Yes. If you're going to call up any given quarter, then just call up that quarter, but start with the archangel. Then call up the force itself. What you want to do with it, the winds involved with it, etc. And then tell it where to apply itself. And then take responsibility for it. Do it by your own consciousness and your name. You'd be surprised how much better it'll work.
Okay.
And in case you're interested, that's why the Monument of Pleasure Lock doesn't work.
The what?
The Monument of Pleasure Lock. You never heard one of them southern phrases that it's about to get happy, have you?
No.
The name of Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it amounts to about a pound a year. All of it. Now you'll note that I went through this with a very light touch. I did not put in all of the invocation stuff that I used. But I still had to hold it when we had someone call in or get disconnected, whatever. Because I had to hold this thing, it's like walking up two flights of stairs with an armload of eel. I'm trying not to lose one of them. It's a little bit of a trick.
An eel.
When you have an armload of electric eel, it gets to be a little bit more interesting. I will go through a bit more in the subsequent lessons. This one is a primary one, but I want everybody to get off the kick of using the biggest hammer, this one, for every part in the web. You're calling up a thermonuclear device when you don't even need something as hot as a cat pistol. And that is overkill, and that overkill energy is going to start with you. That's what it's coming back to. Call up what you need, no more. Because these forces, I guarantee you, the slightest of them will overwhelm anything the assholes on this planet have. Well, I got back up.
You can call them up individually, just depending on what job you need to have done. You don't have to call them all four of them at one time.
Right. Okay, now let me give you an example that everybody can get into right now. The expansion of our economic situation. Okay, the primary that we want there is fire. But first, we got to put it in motion.
The air.
Right. Then we got to control it so that it's manifest in Earth. So you would call up the first one in its limited form and do a full blown on fire because you want the expansion. Then you drop back to the minimum charge of Earth or water to control it and the manifestation of Earth a little larger, but not as large as air itself. That's the way you use these forces. And sometimes, if you only need one, then just use one.
I can use a whole lesson in that, because I get it, you know, I can't, because I can see where each and every one would play a role in each and everything that I want done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much of one as opposed to the other one.
Well, if you're righteous with a feel in your head like you have, let's say that you were going to do that. You could just call up Air, or Raphael, Archangel Raphael, the quarter of air. Then call up that in a little, because that's where you want it. So you can use one sentence. That puts all the force that's necessary, because you're dealing with a conscious entity that knows how much or how little is necessary.
Can you give me an example of that? Putting it together, saying it, how you say it?
Yeah. Hold on, man. Let me get up here where I can put my... get together. Make sure I got this right. Okay. Now let's say that you wanted something from Gabriel.
Say I wanted some money. Just make it simple.
Okay. Well, then you need an expansion of wealth. That would be fine. Okay, you would summon Archangel Raphael. And the element of air. Then he would summon the Archangel Michael and the element of fire. But remember, we wrote out a long list, being expanded when we took this class. You'd go through that whole list of for fire, telling what you want, how you want it, what the game is. Then he would drop back and call Gabriel. And the element of water. You don't have to say part of that.
Okay.
Then you would go to Archangel Ariel and the element of earth and tell him pretty much where you want it. You don't want all your money over in Washington. You'd like to have some of it in Virginia, for instance. You'd follow me. You'd expand on that a little. But you would go through fire literally completely. That will get your expansion that you want of your economy.
So,
and you've already done the others.
Say you wanted to expand land. The same thing. You would go to
Earth. You'd take a look. Well, you'd start with Raphael anyhow. Get this energy in motion. And because you want more land, you need expansion. So you do a little more on fire. Then you would go to Gabriel, get control, then you go to Earth where you want it manifest and mark off the territory. And you go through all of Earth.
Okay.
That makes it a whole lot easier.
We could do a whole session on that.
Yes, we could.
Yeah. Bobby, you mentioned that you had this written up somewhere?
Yes, and I will mail it to everybody.
Oh, okay.
And we will post the recording that we're about ready to run out of if we haven't already. It's a little, about an hour and 15 minutes that we will put up online for you. And it will speed the audio. I don't know how the hell we're going to do that. But we will do that. Any other questions I can get in while we've got a few minutes of recording left? What is that recording? It's just an audio recording. What? What's this conversation?
Of the invocation and the lesson that you missed out on.
Okay. All of it.
I have a question.
Yes.
It might be a dumb one, but I just wonder, are there any entities in control of or having dominion of Akasha?
No. Nope. Just every consciousness in creation can affect it. It's wide open. So
okay.
There's no chain of command like air, fire, water, and earth.
Okay.
Anybody can handle a Akasha. That's why you better learn to do it right, because it's like trying to kiss a snake and it already mad and you being a lizard.
that's an interesting case. Hey, Bobby, what's the blizzard jokes, okay? That's the question, Kitty.
Well,
yeah,
also, we need to be aware that Akasha exists as room to exist. So most folks are wandering around, and any force and effect that they have is going to be willy-nilly. So, you know, there's that to consider if you're
if you're trying to learn to do it right, or say me, if I'm trying to learn to do it right, then is there some way to like stabilize what they're doing, or just ignore it, or what?
No.
What's that?
Now let me see if I understand your question. Because a cop is pretty fluid, how do you handle people that are against you? Is that?
No. Most people don't even know that a CASA exists. You're talking about any consciousness can affect a CASA.
Right, simply because of that consciousness exists.
Right, well.
That's why everything's so fucked up.
That's why they don't, what she's saying is it can't exist. I mean, they're not affecting it because they're not even aware.
No,
I'm not.
Or any consciousness they have,
if they are really.
Yeah, they don't have to know it exists for it to be an operation.
That's what I'm asking, okay? Their effect is really healing because they're not even aware that it exists and they just blow it around and that's the
thing. Individually, each one of them is jackass.
Right, so.
Okay, but you take a handful of jackasses and you've got a problem.
I know. I'm trying to finish the question.
Go ahead.
We have that part established. Is there something to do, or is it best to just ignore it in order to stave off their stupidity?
Yeah. There is. One, you protect yourself. That's why we teach everybody to put yourself in a protective bubble and what have you. And then pay attention to what's going on around you. You have to be cognizant that you're in a situation called Planet Earth is going to lie. I know a lot of people that did a real wake-up call. I've seen a few.
Yeah, just walk outside.
Right, you know. So you have to be cognizant of what the hell is going on around you. That's why I spend the... When I first get up, first thing I do is turn on that news to see what they're lying about today so I know what the hell to do about it. First thing out of the box. And that's why. Because I know what the sons of bitches are planning is against me. They start with people like me. So you have to have that one. That's how you defend yourself. But you take these goddamn idiots that live on soap operas, what I used to call whore magazines. We had a situation in the Air Force where we were losing 15, 17, 18-year career officers. Adam listed them. We had a lot of money invested in training. And they would walk away from retirement. They got 3 or 4 years due to retirement. And they're telling piss on this, depression all over the place. And I was in part of the investigating team, and we found out that what was happening, their wives were sitting at home listening to these goddamn soap operas and reading romance horror books and expecting them to live that way when they got home. We got rid of that horseshit, and we got rid of the divorce rate. So you get a stupid redneck whose only mentality is pissed, thrown, burning off, can't figure out why nobody likes it. Why he doesn't have a pocket pistol in the wind to throw it out of. He pissed the boss off with his hee-hee-hee, and the boss has his ass. He never gets a promotion. Gives him every shit job in the world. Why? Well, he pissed the boss off. Well, he didn't mean any harm. No, he didn't. He was just running his goddamn stupidity. That's like pissing in your own dinner plate and wonder why it doesn't taste good. Anybody that goddamn idiotic ought to be on the shit end of the stick. But that's a redneck mentality. I've seen it for years. And I've seen him for 5, 6, 7, and 8 generations be a goddamn door's church, Mike. I'm wondering why the poverty was always sitting on their front doorstep. Well, if they ever did anything besides piss wrong where they off, they might want out and made a buck. So that's how you handle a CASA, because it's there. The idiot elements that run loose are running a CASA like no tomorrow. I just put a goddamn stopper in a bunch of it. So you watch the Turkish cattail, watch the socialist cattail, whether Democrats or Republicans or Tea Party people in disguise, the socialists are going to get an ass screaming. That'll be up to you, Ukrainians, to keep it hot and cooking. But you want to maintain it. So I guarantee you, the priests put this thing together, predate Egypt. And they are still running it. Some of it in Temple Israel, some of it in the Masonic Lodge, some of it in the Knights of Columbus, and some just in their secret chambers of the Bilderbergs, the Rothschilds, etc. All right. It may come as a little bit of a surprise, but all the castles of England, Scotland, France, Germany, Spain, all had chapels in them. Well, it wasn't for convenience to keep the king, queen, prince, and princesses and get their feet money on going out to church on a rainy Sunday morning. It was so they could gather and invoke any time they wanted to in absolute security and seclusion.
So every time they invoke, they affect Kasha.
Yep. But they have enough sense to know it or not is besides the point.
Well, most of those invocations that they are taught, just like the ones we're taught, you don't really have to understand it. You just have to do it right.
That's correct.
So, I don't have to understand how electricity works to flip the switch.
Right. Or how a television set works.
To push the on button.
Right. So this is pretty much the same thing in the same way. And yes, it is something that you need to be able to know as much about as possible. For instance, even with a television set, how many of you knew all along, but the one thing you don't do is throw anything into that picture tube. You didn't know anything about vacuum or implosion, but you knew goddamn well that was a no-no. Well, this is the same way. The better library of understanding you have about anything, for that matter, there is no library of understanding that isn't important somewhere. So the better library of understanding you have, the better you can apply the force and everything else. And it's just like Rod says, she doesn't have to know much about electricity to turn the damn thing on or throw the on switch. Well, that's true. But the electrician that wires the house or repairs it, or the people that supply electrical energy do have to know a bit more about electricity. So while you may not, somebody has to.
Yeah.
And that's why the professional electrician hires a professional plumber. We're going to do the same thing. Well, this has been a damn good session.
Yeah.
I bought a physical poster recording up until the time it ran out. Where it was stopped or if it stopped yet. And we'll just post the audio as it is, unedited.
General, did you mean physically throw something, a bright picture tube, or throw energy in there to do?
No, no, throw a rock or whatever.
Right, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Yep.
Throw a breeze because you didn't like that Empire State at all.
Yeah, they made a film one time and it may exist somewhere. You're seeing where the guy took a slingshot, or the kid took a slingshot, and shot a television picture tube, and it imploded and blew things all to hell, where they set all these little paper flags around it, and you can see where it tore those paper sheets off some of those flags in close proximity. And the paper and stuff they had around it, where that glass, once it imploded and hit ricocheted, and went through all that glass and cut all those holes. guys that did that swing shot.
just one time.
One time, yeah.
Where were you when you did that?
We did it in Pittsburgh. Did it on what was then called the back lot. That's the WDTV, which was the same company with KDKA Radio.
Huh?
They weren't exactly the same, but they were so goddamn close that I've seen twins that were farther apart. Now, of course, they all won complete unit. So we did that on a back lot there by the Allegheny River. And I don't think you'd see the river in it. And they just went out and built this thing up on one-by stuff. And stuck a bunch of paper flags around so they could see it. And then they shot it with, I think, four cameras, all kind of graphs, except for the speed. They were all so that you could slow them down to 30 frames and show it on television. And they put it in movies and everything else later as a safety thing. And it was done for Dumont Television. Well, I was a kid with the slingshot. And they took a steel ball, like those, they were railroad bearing balls. And they set up that biggest television screen, which they made it look a hell of a lot bigger than it was. But actually, at that time, it was only a 17-inch. But it had burned out. We got one, and it went to the shower somehow and burned a hole in the interior liner of the inside of the tube where the deflection amplifiers failed, and it didn't paint. It just came up with a hole like a spotlight. Some of the old sets, that was common. If you went and looked at them, you could tell they'd been burned a little bit. And believe me, that thing has had a big vacuum in it, and I don't know what the pressure of the vacuum was in them. It was lesser in later years, but they're still dangerous. You hit that, I hit it right dead on the screen with a steel ball, and that thing sounded like a double-barrel shotgun.
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the couple of talk to you. I won't be in the field.
Bonnie?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It was fantastic.
Okay, buddy, take care of it. You'll get this in your emails.
All right.
And it'll be online.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, sir.
Someone, was it the Creek Short, asked me a question?
It's not on.
Oh.